Good morning, everyone, and what a special morning it is. It's Christmas Eve Eve, and I have jolly old St. Nicholas himself. How are you, sir?
Rob, I'm doing great.
I'm so glad to hear it. Where did I reach you?
You know, usually I'm traveling this time of year, but no, this year I'm at the pole. I'm having to deal with some things that I have a little bee in my bonnet about a couple of things, but it'll all work out.
Oh, dear. Will this bee affect the arrival of Christmas presents Sunday morning?
Not in the least, Rob. I want to tell you that no matter what that half-elf Elon Musk thinks he's going to do is going to have anything to do with my discharging my duty.
I think we had a conversation about Elon Musk last year.
Well, it's gone from bad to worse, Rob. I don't know what's wrong with him. As we discussed last year, he is an elf. He was born in the North Pole. His mother was an elf. His father was a traveling sales representative. And Elon, he's making a move on the North Pole now.
What kind of move?
He sent around this Twitter survey to all the elves, to Mrs. Claus. I even got one, suggesting that he could run the North Pole and all of Christmas better than yours truly.
How is this being received by the workforce at the North Pole?
Two words would describe it. Hell no. You know, he's been on the naughty list for years now. You know, he's like a poster boy for chunks of coal.
Is this a failure in parenting?
I think it went wrong with his consumption of peppermint and chocolate and nothing else for a good 75 years. I didn't mention that Elon is not the age he tells people. He's 126, so we could have him around for a while.
Well, if his diet had been more balanced, say, with carrots, milk, and cookies, do you think he would have turned out differently?
I think that could have helped poor Elon. I don't even want to go there, Rob. I've got other problems on my mind as well. I've got these strange letters coming in.
What kind of strange letters? What do you mean?
Well, Rob, let me just read you a couple of these, and you just see what you think. Dear Santa, Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Claus, the elves, and all the reindeer. I hope the season finds all of you well and happy. I think you will agree that I have been particularly good this year. I'm surprised I even have time to write to you with all my campaigns to end the world hunger, and that I'm sure you agree is a devastating war of aggression in Ukraine. I split my time between my charitable works and taking care of my poor sick mother. Now, this letter starts off, you know, pretty similar to most of the letters I get. But then it goes on. If it's not too much trouble, I would like an easy bake oven, a real four-wheeler, not one of those fake electric or pedal kind with plastic wheels, and a gaming station powered by the new Quantum Leap AI-compatible microchips made by Intel. Now, that's a little specific, if you ask me. You know, we get fake letters all the time, little jokesters. Usually they're screened out by the first elves in the reading table. But then we're getting more letters like this. Dearest Santa, I have really, really been good this year. I never root to my mother, and I almost never tease my little brother, even though he's really, really irritating. Because of this, I believe that I deserve a gaming station that is powered by high-performance data acceleration solutions. And Rob, you wouldn't believe it, there's, even though this is a printed letter that he wrote by hand and burned, and I got it here in the poll, there's a hyperlink. I got 600 of those.
Santa, what is tipping you off that these are fake, the fact that they're duplicates?
Well, I get duplicate letters all the time, but these are letters generated by AI computer systems.
AI text generation has finally arrived at the North Pole.
That's right, Rob, and the thing that tips me off is these absurd names. Alice Mouser, Jiminy Snicket, all the children in the world. This is corporate greed on a scale that I haven't seen yet.
You think the sentiment is disingenuous as the letters themselves?
The sentiment, the content, they're cliche-churning machines.
Santa, I have heard about AI text generation is making its way into the world of academia. College students are using AI to write some of their term papers. I think even high school students are using it to do their homework. Now we have very young children using this software to communicate with you?
Very young children are not using this software. I believe right now it's the chip manufacturers themselves hoping that I will be delivering these computers to the children of the world. I've taken a stand here at the North Pole, and I am only going to be delivering wooden toys again for yet another year, made by elves themselves, and elves will be carving their initials into each toy. Little tiny initials, little bitty tiny teensy weensy initials into every wooden toy.
I can feel the joy already crossing the faces of all the children, especially here in Sitka, where wooden toys from Santa are so beloved.
Sitka has the best children in the world. You have the highest percentage of good children in the entire world. It used to be just in North America, but now in the entire world, there are more good children in Sitka than anywhere else.
Santa, what if you were to receive an authentic, from-the-heart Christmas letter with a reasonable gift request? I mean, they're still out there. Not everybody is taking the AI shortcut. Surely there is somebody out there, myself included, who is willing to write you a sincere letter from the heart, completely original.
There is still time, Rob. And you know, you don't have to worry about spelling. Some of the best letters I get have the S backwards. It doesn't matter to us.
Okay.
We just want to hear from you, and you don't have to sell yourself as good or naughty. It comes through clear, and we already know who's naughty and nice. You talk about the things that you love and the people you love, and it'll get through loud and clear.
Santa, I've been trying to work on my Christmas letter this year and find that deep, original, soulful experience that I know resonates with you so powerfully. I wondered if I could read a few lines of something original I've been working on.
Oh, I would love to hear your Christmas letter, Rob.
Okay. I've been working no more than 72 hours on this, so I apologize if it's still a little rough. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. Because my virtual reality goggles are hopelessly out of date, and an Ocular Quest would make all the difference. Love, Rob. What do you think?
Rob, you little stinker. You tried to trick me there.
Santa, can you imagine anything more heartfelt than a little poetry?
I can imagine almost anything more heartfelt, Rob. I might be scratching you off my list.
Santa, I'm crushed to think that something as completely original as this would not touch you deeply.
You know I know what you do with those VR goggles.
If you're thinking online poker, you have misread me terribly, sir.
But you're spending real money, Rob, that could be going to your two darling children. I'm starting to grow lightheaded and my chest is hurting. Well, the pain is shooting down my left arm.
Santa, maybe you should find a seat and perhaps an aspirin. My kids especially enjoy the wooden toys. They always have.
Your children are among the best of the best, Rob.
And no matter how we get there, I feel that somehow Christmas morning, everything comes right. Is Elon going to be spending Christmas with you and Mrs. Claus at the North Pole?
Have asked him for 5 years straight to come to the North Pole and share a cup of hot chocolate with the frothy marshmallows with us. But every year he has a new strange place to go to Christmas.
Well, I imagine just so much could be resolved if Elon and Grimes would come up to the North Pole with their 10 children and sit around the table with you and Mrs. Claus and all the other elves, enjoy some nice roast turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and, let's not forget peppermint bark.
But you know, Elon has a new child. Well, he had twins. His daughter, Speed Corps, and his new son, Reduced Logic Consumption.
Well, we think those are odd names, certainly, but at the North Pole, those are sort of the John and Mary of the world of elves.
Not Speed Corps. I don't know another elf named Speed Corps or Reduced Logic Consumption.
No.
Well, there is another ISIC, but that's a long story.
I'd love to hear it sometime, Santa. Maybe this time next year we could talk about it.
I hope so, Rob. And I hope you and your delightful children and all the wonderful children in Sitka have just a perfect Christmas. Don't forget that it's the season of kindness and love.
Santa, those are things that no computer can reproduce.
I'm with you there, Rob. Or should I start calling you Speed Corps?
You know, I would look at being an elf as a second career. I'm beginning to think about that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, come on up.
I'm not much good at making toys, but I can craft paragraphs pretty quickly.
You'll do great. If you're not replaced by an AI computer system soon, you'll always have a place up there at the North Pole.
Santa, it's always a tremendous honor and a pleasure to speak with you.
No, Rob, it's always fun for me.
I really appreciate your making the time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rob.